The Journey Hometown Journal.
We work directly with food banks and pantries. We have had instances where the food that we glean in the morning is on somebody's plate in the afternoon.
Here in the United States, we throw away more than 260 million pounds of food every day, and much of it is edible and could be used to feed the hungry. The Society of St. Andrew is one organization that is working to collect that food to help end hunger in our region. Hi, and welcome to the Hometown Journal. I'm Mark Edwards, and our guest this morning is Sarah Ramey, the Virginia Gleaning Network Director. Sarah, welcome. What led you to working with the Society of St. Andrew?
My background is in elementary education. I was an elementary school teacher before I took this position. And during those summers when I was off, my family and I would go glean during the week and then also on Saturdays in the fall. In fact, we had gone in 1994, 2004, and 2006. My husband, my daughter, and I had attended a Harvest Hope event each of those years. And we felt it was a great way, that gleaning was a great way to feed the hungry people that were in the communities that we worked in. So I applied for the position of the Gleaning Network Director in Virginia, and it became available. And I applied for it and was hired. And we literally pulled up our roots and moved to the Lynchburg area and started in July of 2008 with the Society of St. Andrew.
Share with us some of the history of the Society of St. Andrew and their work here in the U.S. and in Virginia as well.
It started back in 1979, right here in Big Island, not too far from Lynchburg, by two Methodist ministers and their families. They were the Horns and the Buchanans, and they started together as a way of practicing a simple lifestyle and being good stewards of the land and being good stewards with what God had given them and what they had. But they also taught others about living more responsibly and how they could live more efficiently, and they shared their experiences with various groups through the Methodist Church at different areas. They also taught others about living simply and taking care of what they've been given as well. And through that journey, they realized that as they worked the fields and was able to farm, that a lot of things that were not being able to be sold or were left in the field after the harvest was going to waste. It was being tilled under and put back into the land. And so they decided that they could collect that and then donate it to hungry people within the local area. And that was being good stewards with what, you know, the Lord had given them as they grew their fields and crops. And this came to realization over on the Eastern Shore when they got their first load of white potatoes. And it was a tractor-trailer load, and they decided that in order to use that load, it was wise that they give it to people that otherwise could not afford to buy healthy produce. And this was the beginning of our potato and produce project.
Sarah Ramey of the Society of St. Andrew is with us this morning on the Hometown Journal. Sarah, along with working with farmers to glean produce from their fields, Society of St. Andrew has some other programs that our listeners can get involved in.
We have, of course, the Potato and Produce Project, which are tractor-trailer loads of food that we move across the country that are distributed to hunger areas through hunger relief agencies. And we also have our Harvest of Hope program. Our Harvest of Hope program is our ecumenical study, worship, and action mission program of the Society of St. Andrew, and it involves organizing various groups for weekend and week-long events that involve worship and study. They do go gleaning, and they do help in local agencies, food pantries, and shelters. In Virginia this year, we have several events being held. We have two middle school events being held this spring, and then we have two in the summer. And we also have intergenerational events that will be held in the state of Virginia. And they are, of course, weekend and week-long events, and they do study hunger. They do gleaning so that they give back to the local areas where they're staying, rather it be in the Northern Neck area, which is east of Fredericksburg, on the Eastern Shore as well. And they help feed the local people there. The last project, of course, is the Gleaning Project. That was the last project that was started by the Society of St. Andrew. And that is, of course, the concept of gleaning is in the fields is biblically based. We read it in Scripture in Leviticus and Deuteronomy. that tells the farmer not to go back into his field and cover his field again once the harvest has taken place. And the leftovers then are left for the orphans, the widows, and the foreigners, as told in the book of Ruth. And people can glean there and go back, and they'll have something fresh to eat.
So how does an organization or group get connected with some of these events if they want to work in the fields to collect produce?
They can give me a call here at the office or email. And also, I want to invite everybody to visit our website. It has got everything on there, and it changes just about every day with various additions, and opportunities are on there. And they can go there and click on Virginia, and it will tell them all the details. Yeah, I would be more than happy to set them up with a project this year, this summer. And gleaning starts around the middle of summer and will go until sometimes, depending on the weather, until the first week of December. We invite everyone to come out and help us glean through the summer and the fall.
This morning on the Hometown Journal, we're sharing with you the work of the Society of St. Andrew and their mission to help end hunger. If you would like to know more about how you can get involved, visit their website, endhunger.org.
Now back to more of the Journey Hometown Journal.
Mark Edwards back with you along with Sarah Ramey of the Society of St. Andrew, and we're discussing their efforts to help end hunger here in Virginia. Sarah, as our society changes and we're seeing fewer farms, what impact has that had on gleaning produce to help meet the hunger needs?
We have gleaned on larger farms. A lot of those are commercial farms and do not allow gleaning because of technicalities within their process, of their growing process. But we still do a lot of the small farms. It has kind of limited us. But at the same time, we find that the smaller farms are much more open to gleaning and much more inviting because a lot of the farmers understand what we do with it, with the produce that we pick from there, and they're more than willing to share that with us as a way of sharing it with others without having it gone to waste. The smaller farmers would much rather see it used because of their hard work and as much as they've put into it, and have it shared with a community rather than plowing it under the ground or letting it go to waste.
And so this helps the farmers out as well, because if they have a smaller operation, they may not have the resources or manpower to collect and distribute excess produce.
Right. And I do offer NAP credits, Neighborhood Assistance Program credits, which is a state tax credit to farmers that donate a certain amount through the summer, through July the 1st through the end of the year. So that is a benefit for them as well. But a lot of them, you know, just do it out of the goodness of their heart and have people to use it and to be fed with it rather than the wasting it.
What are the hunger needs in Virginia, and what are you hearing from food banks and food pantries about the number of people coming to them needing assistance?
We have had instances where the food that we glean in the morning is on somebody's plate in the afternoon. There's a need, a great need, especially it seems like in the city of Lynchburg. Its rate of food insecurity is a little bit higher than those around us, and say Bedford County, Bedford City, Campbell County, and it's much higher than the state of Virginia itself. And when we talk about food insecurity, that's to say that families will run out of food before it's time for them to get more money. It also means that at times families must choose between paying the electric bill, supplying for their basic needs, health care, housing, or do they buy food to eat? The need in the area is great. It's about 18.2% in Lynchburg, and that comes to a total of about almost 14,000 Lynchburg residents do not have access to enough food to lead an active, productive, healthy life.
That is Sarah Ramey, Gleaning Network Director for the Society of St. Andrew. And there are a number of ways your church or organization can partner with the Society of St. Andrew to help feed the hungry. To find out more, visit endhunger.org. We'll have more on the work of the Society of St. Andrew in a minute.
Now back to more of the Journey Hometown Journal.
This morning on the Hometown Journal, we're highlighting the work of the Society of St. Andrew as they partner with farmers and food banks to help eradicate hunger here in the Commonwealth. Mark Edwards back with you along with Sarah Ramey, the Gleaning Network Director for the Society of St. Andrew. Sarah, in addition to needing people to go to the farms and glean, what other opportunities are there for our listeners to volunteer?
We do have bags that need to be cut. We have rolls. It comes in a roll of mesh. It's 16,000 feet, and we have them cut in 34-inch increments, so that we tie the ends of them and produce can go in those bags. Also, we have other opportunities through Society of St. Andrew that they can help with. We have devotionals that are written each Lenten season and each Advent season. So if you're not able to do the physical work, we're always in need of prayer, devotional writing. Of course, monetary donations are always appreciated. But the bags, as far as the network, the gleaning network is concerned, is always a good thing. And lots of times churches will volunteer to cut them, and they're done in groups. So you have a lot of people helping out and a lot of fellowship as well.
If a group wanted to work at a farm, is there a certain number of people that they need to have in their group in order to do the work?
We have different size farms that call for different size groups, but we will take anybody from a family. We've had, you know, two people in a family come out. We've had groups as large as 115. When we do our turnips down toward Roanoke, we'll have groups as big as 150. Out in the field at a time. So group size doesn't really matter, so we are more than welcome to have individuals, families, civic groups, school groups to come out, and we can glean what's there, and at the end of the day we will hand that out to the agency. So group size is usually not a problem.
Sarah, as we wrap up this morning, what events are coming up this summer that people can get involved with to help support the work of the Society of St. Andrew?
We have a couple things coming up. A Day of Action. It will be September the 29th on a Friday. And this we will be working with the First Lady's Office of Virginia, Dorothy McAuliffe's office, and her program, which she chairs, is called the Commonwealth Council on Bridging the Nutritional Divide. And we are going to be working with the First Lady's office with activities across the Commonwealth that have to do with feeding healthy food to young adults and children. So we will be working with her on that event, and we will be having gleaning clear across the Commonwealth. I have six coordinators in the state of Virginia that I work with, so we will be setting up gleaning for that day in September and her Day of Action. And September is Hunger Action Month. We also do, and we do a unity walk, which includes all walks of faith in D.C. on September the 10th.
This morning on the Hometown Journal, we have been sharing with you how the Society of St. Andrew is working to help end hunger. If you would like to find out more about volunteer opportunities, or if you want to know more about the organization, visit endhunger.org. There are also opportunities for you to get involved in the Tidewater area as well, so be sure and find out more at endhunger.org. You can click on the Regional Offices tab to locate your area representative. My thanks to Sarah Ramey of the Society of St. Andrew for being our guest this week. And thank you for joining us for the Hometown Journal.
You've been listening to the Journey Hometown Journal. If you're a part of an organization or know of one in the communities we serve and would like to be considered as a guest, please make your request at myjourneyfm.com. Email office@myjourneyfm.com or call 800-424-9594. The Hometown Journal is a presentation of The Journey. Opinions and views expressed on this program are not necessarily those of The Journey or Liberty University.